Trip Tracy's joining us on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. Bally Sports Carolina Hurricanes back home today, taking on the New York Rangers. Trip, it's another playoff-like regular season showdown between the Canes and the Rangers. I'm hype about this.
Yeah, hey, Joe. So am I. Drive into the arena and beautiful Carolina spring day. We in spring yet? I mean, it's I'm looking forward to seeing the tailgaters. Yeah, well, it's exciting, no doubt about it. I'm no problem. 10-2, driving to the rink for this one.
So let's talk about my favorite topic, Trip, goaltending. And I guess the load management or getting Freddie Anderson in a position where he's ready to go for the postseason. So he's what? He's going to start tonight. We're going to get Kochetkov on Saturday against the Leafs and then back to Anderson on Sunday against what? Boston, right? Is that how it's going to play out?
Well, definitely Anderson tonight, and I don't know who's going to go in which of the games against the Leafs and the Bruins. I'm guessing it would probably go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Kochetkov, his last start was against Toronto, but first and foremost, Joe, you know, you want Anderson because we know just about a year ago what happened to him in Colorado. You want him healthy for the playoffs. That's first and foremost. You want to manage his workload. But,
Yeah. You
know, after the Toronto game, you know, I wanted to see starting in Philadelphia, Freddie to get into that net and make a statement, this is my time. I'm going to own the net. And, you know, he took some huge steps towards that against Philadelphia. Didn't have to be anything more than solid with the timely saves on Tuesday at Madison Square Garden. But in my view, you have obvious depth at that position and trust at that position, but this is his time. And you want to make sure you manage that workload, and then he grabs the moment, with this being his time to own that net.
Trip Tracy, Carolina Hurricanes color analyst, joining us here on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Jovius. I'm Joe Giglio. All right, Trip, 4 games, 6 days, Rangers, Leafs, Bruins, Lightning. This is some really good stuff. What would you like to see the Canes get out of this 4-game stretch?
Well, I want to see them replicate their game, Joe. And, you know, even before the injuries to first Pacioretty and then Andrei Svechnikov, they need to play a certain way. And, you know, that's a hard way to play. What is that? That's details. That's not necessarily getting pucks behind the opposing defense all the time at the offensive blue line. But when you don't have possession, when you're not sure, you get it deep. When you're in the forechecking zone and you have puck possession, you want to go low to high, you want to use your points, you want to use the slot, the high slot in particular, you don't do it unless you're absolutely sure. You reverse the puck down low in those situations, and my gosh, do the Hurricanes do a 60-minute job of that in New York. So, you know, you come home sometimes, you know, there can be the tendency in front of your own fans to get a little cute. They need to avoid that. They played their two best games in recent memory against teams they have supreme respect for, the weaponry of Tampa, and then the Rangers on Tuesday night. So the respect of your opponent, you worry about your own game, but brings out the best in this club. I want to see against the Rangers, the Leafs, the Bruins, and the Lightning, the Hurricanes replicate that game. I hope that they continue to get really good penalty killing, and I hope they go on the power play more than once a night like they did Tuesday in New York.
Trip, you have such a great relationship with Rod Brind'Amour. I posited this after seeing and hearing his comments after the win over the Rangers on Tuesday night. He actually sounded satisfied to me. And we've been covering Rod for all these years, and I argued that, you know, the night of the Stanley Cup might have been the only other time I remember him that kind of satisfied, and I'm kind of sort of joking, but you know he has such high standards. What did you think that he loved so much about Tuesday's performance?
Well, the first thing I think of real quickly is, we've got an upcoming game in Ottawa where he got his 1,000th point, and I'm probably going to do my history lesson on TV on that I've been doing, 25th anniversary. And Eric Cole scored, and Rod got the assist, his 1,000th point. Ray Whitney, fittingly, got the other assist. And Eric Cole told me, he said, I couldn't believe it. Rod actually smirked after the goalie smiled. And then And then Ray Whitney told me, I never knew this. We stayed in Gatineau, Quebec, near Ottawa after the game, that Ray demanded Rod, who never has a drink, go out for a Crown Royal after in celebration. it just made me think of that.
Okay.
What he would have been so supremely satisfied about was with that is winning hockey.
Yeah.
And it's a hard brand of hockey. It requires a total buy-in, in particular for your skilled players. And not only did they do it for 60 minutes, they did it after the Rangers scored late the first, and then more importantly and pivotally, they did it after Kaapo Kakko scored right after Jalen Chatfield tied the game at one. Next shift, get the puck deep. Your captain wins a foot race with strength, out-muscling a couple Rangers, changes sides to Foss, gets it to Nason. The game-winning goal, aside from, you know, what it meant, was highlight reel and structurally the way they want to play. But he would have been totally pleased with not only did they play that way for 60 minutes, they stuck with that way when adversity hit at a couple of key points in that game.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. I'm Tim Donnelly here with Coach Pete DeRuda, America's wealth coach and best-selling author. Coach, one of the big questions I always hear is, do I have enough money to retire?
Well, maybe, maybe not. The most important thing is you have lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll design that plan for the next 10 people who call. No cost or obligation. Put yourself in control of retirement.
Call 800-691-3215. You can also text Tim to 600-700. That's T-I-M to 600-700. You'll hear from Coach Pete and the Capital Financial Advisory Group.
Trip Tracy, Bally Sports, Carolina Hurricanes joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. All right, time to get philosophical. I understand the concept of this is winning hockey. I don't know about you, Trip. It seems very stressful, though. While I can give the Canes a lot of credit, this goes all the way back to that stretch around the outdoor game where you had the Cam Ward Hall of Fame night, the what could have gone wrong for the stadium series, the easy letdown following the stadium series. I mean, they were just kind of on a run and finding all these sorts of ways to win. But it's stressful, man. And I feel like I've been telling Canes fans the last couple of days, buckle up, because I think the way it ended in New York on Tuesday is just going to be the way it's going to go with the difficulty of the Metro and the difficulty of the Eastern Conference. They know how they want to win, but that margin for error, it's going to leave you with some gasping for air at times, don't you think?
Yeah, it's well, for those that are not playing, it's massively stressful. For those that are playing, it's probably less stress because they're actually just playing the game, but it requires massive faith. And, you know, you look at it, I mean, the reality is this. Do I think Carolina can absolutely still win? You bet I do. But, you know, you have two critical pieces that you've had to get used to of being out of the lineup and the things that they bring, and Max and Andre. And so as I'm pulling into the arena now, look at the firepower that New York has up front.
Right.
Can you match that firepower even with, you know, some of your stars, the Aho and Nages of the world? No, you can't. You don't have it. But you have, if they're playing the way that they did Tuesday, the way they did that game against Tampa, I think you have the best defense in the Eastern Conference. I think even, you know, it's probably a photo finish horse race with the Boston Bruins, but I love Carolina's defense even against that lot. And you're just not going to outscore opponents if you play any type of trading chances hockey. Then the final thing is, I watched during that game that when guys like Patrick Kane, Mika Zibanejad, Artemi Panarin, when they have to spend all that, Adam Fox, when they have to spend time, the majority of their shifts in their own end, they get frustrated. Even great professionals and Stanley Cup winners, three like a Patrick Kane, you can frustrate them. So is it going to be stressful for all of us? Yeah, probably ages in dog years. But it requires faith for the guys on the roster, and you have to get comfortable in tight hockey games. So buckle up your chin straps. They've shown that ability to be comfortable in tight hockey games.
Yeah.
That has to be the recipe for success.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. My worry is, and we can talk about this as we get closer to the playoffs, is what we saw last year where they, because of that, it made things more work than it needed to get out of some series, and I think that caught up to them against the Rangers. I just hope that that's not the case this postseason, but we'll have some time to talk about that next week.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, but that's why I mentioned I hope they get more than one power play.
Yeah.
If their power play can find a groove, their penalty kill, I know you got to wrap up, but their penalty kill took some, you know, took some big picture approaches probably back in the first third of the season.
Trip, are you beeping at somebody? Somebody beeping at you, man.
No, I always beep at these tailgaters.
I thought you were getting mad at people.
These tailgaters that have been at every home game since 2009, some huge Caniac greats. Larry Scoggins is the guy that's the maestro, so I argue them. Yeah. But the penalty kill, as we could get into specifics another time, has taken some really cerebral steps, big picture approach to being able to deal with the top skilled power plays in the East and in the league. And the power play, you know, it hasn't gotten enough reps, but hopefully it will. You know, that could give you some separation when you speak to what you're speaking towards, Joe.
Okay.
That if your power play is humming, then, you know, you play this way of your 5-on-5 foundation, you stick to it, your power play's going. That's going to give you notable goal-scoring production. That's a big challenge, but that's that carrot. That is not just a carrot, but it's necessary.
Trip Tracy, Bally Sports. All right, man, we'll be watching tonight. Take it easy.